This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny. It's a Victory Monday on The Fan, presented by Chiniga Mios, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. End of year press conference for Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, scheduled to start right now, is going to start a few minutes late. Sounds like they're running about 10 to 15 minutes behind. So coming up in, I would say right at 15 minutes from now, we'll get that presser underway. You will hear it in its entirety right here on The Fan. We'll have every word of it for you live on Grant and Danny. There's a lot to cover. I mean, frankly, especially for Peters, he has not talked since training camp when the Terry McLaurin dispute was ongoing and they had signed Von Miller, who they felt like was going to be their closer.
We did this while you were out one of the days. I can't remember if it was well-deserved vacation or you were sick. I don't remember which is which, honestly, but there were so many for us the last couple of weeks where the show wasn't normal. What is your one question? Like, if you only got to ask one, what's your big one? Mine was, when did you know? Like, when did you know that this plan, that this concoction, that this, we're going to double down on the vets and 1 year this, and, you know, this is our build, that this was doomed, that it wasn't going to work? You know what I mean? When did you realize, or did you? Are you still sitting there going, well, we think it would have worked? Because the answer would be telling. It would have worked if we weren't injured. I need to know that.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for me, I would say, to ask something that I really care about that gets answered in a public setting. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because there's only so many things he's going to be willing to say. But the things I need to find out today, and his answers and reading between the lines are going to tell me what I need to know. As you just said, are they going to be making excuses, talking about injuries and how close they actually were and how close they still feel and that this was just a bump in the road? Or is there going to be an acknowledgement that there needs to be some kind of philosophical shift? In terms of the age of this team, is he going to talk about getting younger? I want to hear him say, we need to get younger. I want that acknowledgement. As far as team speed, I need to hear Adam Peters say today, we've got to get faster. We need to run better at the second and third levels defensively. I want to know why they still couldn't run the ball. Stop the run. Now, I understand on the edges, they had the injuries of Dietrich Wise and Dorrance Armstrong, and that's going to get you. But You had Javon Kinlaw and Daron Payne and your top 40 overall pick, Johnny Newton, on the interior, and you couldn't stop the run in the interior for most of this year either. I want to hear about that. And I guess if there's one other thing, it would be this Kingsbury relationship. Does he laugh this off? I mean, one way or the other, they should find a way to come up with a strategy where that's what they do. But what is he willing to say about their offense? Does he come out and kind of challenge Kliff publicly and say, yeah, there are some things we feel like that are really successful all over the NFL that we don't do enough? That would be telling.
Mm-hmm.
Or does he just kind of high road it and say, Kliff's been a great coordinator. He's going to be our OC for the next several years. We're excited to have him in our building, and I love Kliffy. You know, is it a nothing burger in that way? But those are the types of things I think that need to be asked. And I expect the Kingsbury conversation to come up really, really early on just because of the timeliness of the report.
Sure, you would think so. Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right in that Peters and Quinn as well, they got a master's degree in this, in this ability to speak in kind of circles without actually giving away any kind of real information as to their plans, their thoughts, everything's real. What they do is far more important to me, and that's why I was, frankly, I've been so frustrated all season long because they didn't do very much. You know, again, I would want to know, did you have trade opportunities? Was there anything you could have done at the trade deadline to secure more draft capital? Because we have very little. Remember, we're trying to build through the draft. You know who said that was you. You said we're trying to build through the draft. And we've got the fewest draft picks last year and among the fewest this year, including high ones. There was nothing you could have done at the trade deadline? Really? Like, I would love to hear that, for example. Again, he's not going to sit there and go, yeah, we turned down three offers from Green Bay, New Orleans, and Carolina for XYZ. But I would just love to get those sort of things on record just to let everyone know that we haven't forgotten about these sorts of circumstances.
You know what else I'd want to hear his thoughts on, honestly, as much as we talk about some of the draft picks that haven't gone well? What would he say now about the development of Johnny Newton? He had a really good game as a pass rusher against Dallas, but if you watch that game, it's less like dominant overtaking.
It's like 4.5 second sacks.
Pass rushing moves, you know what I'm saying? It's yeah, exactly. It's kind of like right place, right time. He did some good things I don't want to take away from him, but you got a major issue with him trying to defend the run at his size, it seems like. Or Ben Sinnott, coming off his two false starts and two catches for 3 yards yesterday, and maybe the most disappointing second season of anybody on the team. After the Ertz injury, you're waiting for him to take off, and the plane's still sitting on the runway right now, and we've been out here for 2 days, and everyone's just kind of sitting in their seats with their seatbelts on, and they're telling you you can't stand up. What would he say about Sinnott, about Newton, McCaffrey, and the fact that Coleman was a third-round pick who's shown pretty well when he's played, but he's not a starter after two seasons.
Yeah, Sammer still was the nickel option, was the interior corner. And
big now, regression.
Now he's kind of not. You know, I don't know. You do have to wonder about those sorts of things in terms of what you still think. Because it's one of the hardest things to do. We talk about this all the time. We used to talk about it with Mike Rizzo and company as you know, guys that come up as scouts. Your eval, you sort of stick to your guns for a long time for a couple of reasons. One, you put in the hours. You put in the time. You put in that evaluation isn't just, I watch a bowl game like Danny does, and oh, I like that guy. He's fast. It's a huge amount of research. So your conviction about a guy that it's eventually going to work, I understand that. But you let guys go that have played well elsewhere. You were able to make a quick determination on Emmanuel Forbes, who probably could have helped you this year if you played like that. You made pretty quick determinations on a couple safeties and other guys you guys moved on from. Or were you sure about those, you know?
If getting a legitimate answer isn't a prerequisite, because I don't think he would answer that with a whole lot of honesty. Again, publicly at the podium, there's not a benefit to that. What I would love to ask and know is, and I think it needs to be asked in some way today anyway, because again, he's not going to come out and give you the answer key, but oftentimes based on how questions are answered and what isn't said, you can get some information. That's all you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You're just trying to put a puzzle together. And maybe he'll give you a couple pieces you can use that are edge pieces, so at least you know where to put them on the table. I would want to know from him, hey, what areas have to be dramatically upgraded here? Like, where do you look at this team and say you need the most help? And what are your biggest, two or three biggest needs? Would he cite positions? We got to get better on the edge. We have to find a way to make more plays for the quarterback in the passing game. Would he name, check actual spots? And it would be really telling because you have the seventh pick. Edge versus safety versus linebacker. You know, do you trade back to 12 and take Sonny Styles? Do you sit at 7 and take a speedy edge rusher like I want to do with David Bailey, let's say, of Texas Tech? Do you sit there and you take Caleb Downs, even though he's a safety, because he's a badass, and now he completely changed your defense like Kyle Hamilton did for the Baltimore Ravens, and you feel like he's that kind of player, so position be darned. Like, those are the types of things. Again, if you could get some truth serum, that would be great to ask.
Yeah, and the only one that sort of indirectly relates to Dan Quinn, I guess it more directly relates to him, but via Peters is, hey, you oversee all this and you give him autonomy, talking about Quinn, to do it how he wants. You want to run it back that same way next year, a.k.a. rest days for everybody, softer training camp, we're not really playing guys
in
the preseason. I want organizational philosophy 101 here.
Dan Quinn question, because I've already said we're not asking him any today. I don't hate that, actually. Hey, Dan, do you feel like training camp and the preseason strategy failed you? And would you do anything different this year? That's actually a very good question somebody should ask him, for sure. Grant and Danny on the Fan. All right, let's break here early so that we get back in time to pick up the presser live in its entirety. You'll hear it right here on the Fan as soon as we return on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. It is time for the end of season press conference in Ashburn. Adam Peters, the GM, sitting down with the media first time in months. Dan Quinn talking to the media as well. So let's get you out to Ashburn.
All right, good to see you guys. As we're getting rolling, I think as the season's over, a lot of would say, all right, now what? And for AP and I, we would say, man, it's just the beginning. We got a lot of work to do. And I know you'll ask, you know, what changes are, you know, being made, and we're not able to go there yet. Everything needs to be and is being thoroughly examined and discussed. And really our work is answering the question, what went wrong and what do we need to do to fix it and make sure we never, you know, go through this again in a season like this. And so
move forward, and whenever you guys are ready, go ahead and hit us with some questions.
John Kime, ESPN. For Dan, you don't know about the changes, but when would you like to get those finalized? And what goes, when you're going about assessing coaches, coordinators, what, how do you go about assessing them to get to whatever decision you want?
Yeah, for sure. It's after a hard season like this, hard decisions are made, but you want to go through everything from evaluation, the communication, the performances. And so we begin that as coaches, and the coaches and scouts, we get together, we talk a lot about the players. We had the exit interviews today, John. So Adam and I also visited with a lot of players, and that's part of how we're, you know, gathering all of our information. So all of these processes are really important, and we just want to make sure, like, we're doing everything we can, you know, to make sure we're hitting all the marks to get it right.
And Adam, for you, since we haven't talked to you in a little while, want to go back to the summer with Terry. Given how the season played out for Terry, the injuries, the early struggles and all that, how would you assess how that situation was handled, and how can you apply whatever you learn to future situations?
Yeah, certainly. I think both us and Terry would agree that we would like to get that done a little bit faster. It didn't happen that way. Certainly, you know, there's reasons for that, but ultimately you'd like to get those things done before we did. In terms of where Terry's at, I thought, you know, obviously he got hurt early, but I thought he did a really good job at the end of the year. I was really pleased with where he's at, playing at a really high level right now and going into next year. So really pleased with the end result of the contract. Obviously you'd like to get it done earlier, and I think that's a good lesson too, just engaging in those things a little bit earlier, and hopefully you get to the to the end before we did on this one, and certainly we'll do that moving forward.
Nikki Javala with The Athletic. This is for both of you. Just looking back over this past season, how would you assess the work that Cliff did with the offense?
Yeah, we're going through all the coaches, Cliff offensively, defensively, on the teams wide, and so that's really what we're digging into again, and that's what we want to dig in hard on.
And if there's, for both of you, if there's one thing that you could go back and redo, I know everything's 2020 in hindsight, but injuries aside, is there one thing that you wish you had done differently or anything like that?
Yeah, there's probably a million things, you know, when you think about it, when you don't have a good season. So it's hard to nail it down to one. I would say looking back, the things that I'm not pleased with is our turnover margin, and to not create enough takeaways, not doing a good enough job with the ball. Those are the things that come to mind first.
Building that standard week in and week out.
David Aldridge with The Athletic. Adam, what do you think needs to be fixed on this roster?
Fixed? I think, you know, the health played a big part. Certainly it wasn't even close to the only part, but I think starting with a healthy team and really staying healthy is a big deal. But I know there's, you know, I think I feel really good at some spots, but there's certainly a few spots where we can improve and get young, really, you know, fast, exciting, explosive talent, and that's what we're doing right now. We're working on the draft and got a set of draft meetings coming up next week, which I'm really, really excited about. Got the scouts all showing us their reports and identifying some guys. We have a high pick, which is something that you don't really want if it's your own pick, but we're going to take advantage of that and try to find a young, explosive playmaker, you know, wherever that may be.
Specifically on the defensive side of the ball, what are you tacking?
You know, I think there's a lot of spots, I think, where we can look at. I think certainly another pass rusher would be something we'd definitely be looking for. Whether that's the draft or free agency, I think we have a lot of good options in both of those areas.
Liam Griffin with the Washington Times. For both of you, I know you're not ready to address potential coaching or personnel changes, but when you're looking at adding coaches or adding coordinators to the staff, what kind of traits are you looking to prioritize in that process?
When you're putting a staff together, like prior to coming here, Liam, you wanted to, you know, one, it's the talent of the coach, but also the fit. And it's not a hell of a lot. So those are a few of the things.
And for Adam, you guys were the oldest team in the league by a snap-weighted basis this year, and you're coming into a season with kind of limited draft capital. So how do you go about, you know, returning the 30 pending free agents and getting younger while trying to maintain a sense of continuity?
Yeah, I think that's something that's been talked about a lot, and I think fairly in a lot of aspects. But, you know, I think you're always trying to get younger and faster, and I think that'll be a big emphasis for us this offseason.
We'll go to Sean on the right. I hear the speed coming around the corner.
Awesome. Sean Reed, Sean Reed, the Washington Post.
I know you guys have had a lot of 1 and 2 year deals in free agency, specifically your first couple of years here. Do you anticipate getting more aggressive with you guys having a lot of cap space this offseason? And how do you balance that as a GM of, you know, picking your spots to go smaller with deals or maybe taking some bigger swings in free agency?
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with the opportunity and the specific players. Like, I think with certain players, when we got here, we did a little longer term deal, three-year deals. We haven't done much more than that except for extending our own guys. But I think a lot of it depends on the player, the opportunity, and just how they fit. You know, there's a lot of risk, I think, in free agency if you don't have a ton of familiarity with that. And, you know, in the past, you know, places I've been, the biggest mistakes we made were investing a lot in a lot of years into a player you don't really know. So I think there's where you carry a lot of risk in making a big mistake. So we'll look at everything individually, but I don't think any of us have any aversion for doing the long-term deals. It just depends on the player and the situation.
With Washington Post, Adam, is there a way to come up with kind of a long-term plan to keep Jaden upright and make sure he plays 15 or 17 games rather than 7?
Is there a way? I think, and this might be a better question for DQ, but, you know, from me, I think is just continuing to, like, from a personnel or GM perspective, is continuing to put good players around him. You know, that's in front of him at the O-line. It's running backs to control the ball and control the clock and not put it all on his shoulders and get in second and third manageables. It's receivers that he can trust and throw to so that he's not holding on to the ball longer. And so from my perspective, it's just getting good players around him, getting a good defense on the other side so he's not it's not all on his shoulders to win the game. So DQ can probably talk more schematically, but in terms of from me, I think those are the things that I can and need to do to help him out.
Involved in those discussions of like, hey, this is how we want you.
You're listening to the end of season press conference of Adam Peters and Dan Quinn in Ashburn, live right now on The Fan.
Very much so, that part. And even after, you know, his injury, we, you know, specifically, you know, said, this is the area, this is what we're going to work on him, as opposed to waiting till the off season. We decided, let's get a jump start on that.
Adam, I had a couple questions about Laremy Tunsil, obviously one of the big offseason additions. How would you evaluate kind of the impact that he had on the team? Have you had any talks with him, early talks, about a contract extension? And did the situation with Terry kind of inform how you'll go about those potential talks?
Yeah, you know, in terms of the evaluation, I think in his input front about it, but he's an outstanding leader. He's an outstanding mentor to the other old linemen. He's a really good teammate, and in a lot of ways that you don't really see because he's not looking for attention. But it's been really, really awesome to get to know him and to see how he goes about his business. Incredibly hard worker. And then on the field, I thought, you know, he was one of the better left tackles, if not the best in the league. He didn't get recognition for the Pro Bowl, which I was disappointed in. But you look at the metrics, he did a great job. So that's all to say that, you know, we've had, you know, constant communication. He's self-represented, but he has a team around him that we have constant communication with and had throughout the year. So I think what I can say is we definitely want to get something done with him and sooner rather than later.
Scott Abraham, ABC7. This question is for both of you. I think the big question fans want to know here is, how do you go from a team that was one win away from going to the Super Bowl, and injuries aside, because every team goes through injuries. So how do you go from a team that was one win away from going to the Super Bowl to 5 wins? Like, what happened? Like, how can you do some self-reflection and aside from injuries?
Yeah, we're digging that as hard as we can, Scott, honestly, so we will never be in this, you know, situation or have a season like this again. so many factors to say, you know,
how can we do better? And that's looking at everything, every single thing.
And Adam, I want to quickly ask you about the tight end position. Obviously, Zach's future is kind of uncertain right now. You're looking at the tight ends on the roster. How do you evaluate that and maybe add another piece in terms of a tight end free agency draft?
Yeah, the so we have, I believe, three coming back under contract, which is it's Bates, Ben, and Yankoff. Cager's on the practice squad and back. I don't anticipate him being ready at the beginning of the season. But so you look in to develop and really utilize those three guys' skill set. And I think they're all really good players in their own right. Ben's developing a lot. He's gotten a lot better this year, and I think he's got another level to go to. John's one of the best 2 years, and that's sorely missed for sure.
Hey guys, JP Finley, NBC4, 106.7. Adam, for you, going into this draft with just two picks Thursday, Friday night, how does that impact how you approach free agency, whether it's more aggressive or a different approach than perhaps these last few seasons?
I think you always want to look at the overall landscape with the draft and free agency and understand where the strengths and the weaknesses are and use those to your advantage in terms of where you're going to really invest in one or the other. Obviously, free agency comes first, you know, and then that turned out that way with Laramie. I think I would do that one all over again. But obviously, we have a top 10 pick, which, you know, you could look to move and get more picks if the opportunity arises. But certainly, I think every offseason, no matter what your picks are, what you have, you're always trying to maximize both the draft and free agency, getting guys that you might not be able to get in the other one. In the draft, you go elsewhere to fill those needs.
Sorry, DQ, that all the questions are for Adam, but we get to talk to you all
the
time.
No worries, man.
You guys talk about your comprehensive approach a lot. Adam, I'm curious, what's your role in the coaching staff decisions?
I'm really just here to support DQ. The coaching staff is DQ's, and I'm always here to help, like during the season and off season, however I can, you know, to help support him.
It's as collaborative as I've been a part of.
Yeah.
Good evening, gentlemen. David Harrison, WSA.
You're listening to the live press conference in Ashburn. Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, with the media after a tough season.
Or said a familiar phrase that you say a lot is forget next time, get them this time. And when he mentioned that, he said that the reason he has that saying is because it comes from not playing for yourself. When you play for yourself, you can get that sack the next play, or you can get that tackle the next time. But when you're playing for each other, you want to get it this time. There is no next time. I mean, how much does that resonate? I know you have said that phrase. How much does that resonate with the spirit of why you say that?
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me that I heard him say that. He has been a remarkable teammate. Adam was talking about Laramie and kind of the impact that he's made. And both of them are quiet, so confident in how they play and their style. It's almost like they can speak softly, but you're talking, next one we're going to do this. This play's going to happen. And so those are things that come up that you can't really coach. It comes with the experience. And there's advantages with having people like that on the roster that have wisdom and impact. And if they're willing to share it, that's a big deal. And neither Laramie or Vaughn or Wags or Zach or any of them, we've never had even conversations. Will you take this one under? Will you do that? Because that's not – I've had in a really tough season, I've really enjoyed coaching Vaughn.
And AP, as you get closer to draft weekend, is there a point in your process where, as you guys are building like your top 100 list or however you design your board, that you get the coaches involved and kind of say like, hey, we really like this player because of these traits. How do you think he would fit into what you're trying to do as a coordinator?
Yeah, actually, it kind of plays off what DQ just said. I mean, we collaborate on everything. So the coaches are involved with everything we do in the off season, very involved. And like we go through, say, a free agency meeting a few weeks ago. Well, we kind of break it down and give our list to the coaches. The coaches watch the players that we have identified, so they don't have to watch everybody because they don't have the time to watch everybody. And then we all meet together and we make those decisions collaboratively. So when we do that, when we get players that the scouts like and the coaches like and the analytics like, those are our biggest hit rates. So I don't really know any other way to do it. And I don't think there's a better way to do it than to collaborate and make sure that we're all on the same page and all bought in.
Just recently, the scouts were them being all in our meetings the week they were here.
Mitch Tischler, Monday Mail Sports. Dan, for you, in your head coaching career, you've kind of done it both ways where you've been both head coach and DC, or had somebody that you can delegate to. Is it on the table that next year you would stay in the same role that you kind of finished this season, or you think it's better as a head coach to be able to delegate and kind of be big picture?
Yeah, it's a good question, Mitch. I think what I've learned is make the best decision for what the team needs. And so as we're going through this, man, a lot to gain through these exit interviews, where we're at, and but that's really where I'm at. I'm not into that space yet. I'm definitely doing this. I'm definitely not. What I do know, that I'll be an open mind, you know, as I'm going through the next, you know, parts of the process.
Dan Quinn, noncommittal on whether or not he'll call the defensive plays next year. Grant and Danny live in studio. Let's step away. We'll get you a break, and then when we return, we'll have the rest of this press conference. So we'll pause it. You won't miss anything. We will bring you the rest of the presser as soon as we return on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We're letting you guys listen in on the end-of-season press conference from out in Ashburn, carrying it for you here on The Fan, on Grant and Danny, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn addressing the media. Let's pick it back up.
You've hired a couple different staffs throughout your career. How do you balance going after coaches and personnel folks that you know versus guys who might be able to bring in kind of new ideas, different ideas to a team as a whole? How do you balance kind of?
Yeah, I think you want to always have like a contingency planning system ahead for when – you know, changes are made. And so you want to think about those people who are fresh, who's, you know, on ideas, who's within your own, you know, building that knows statuses to go. And so you keep that in mind, but you're always just kind of, you know, watching and learning and growing, and you have to adapt. And some of the things that were effective, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, evolve and change. And it's kind of one of the fun parts of coaching. And through the years, I've met some fantastic coaches that I didn't know before. And, you know, one that left this year was Tavita. And so when I got here, he was somebody that I wanted to hire and to be here. And so, man, I'm super grateful. I learned older in a couple of years, then you find out a lot.
Ben Standig with the Team 980 and Last Man Standing. Adam, for you, with regards to the wide receiver room, going back to the spring and summer, obviously in an ideal world, you have Terry, you have Debo, and you have Noah Brown, but you have Terry holding out early on. Noah gets hurt in minicamp, misses all of training camp, and both those guys were out. At what point did you just look at that and think, we still have enough depth? Because from the outside, it seemed to be a wonder as to what would happen, and obviously those guys were out a lot of the year.
Yeah, I think anytime you get your top two starting guys, it hurts your depth regardless of how much depth you have. Certainly, we're always looking for, you know, for help. We're always looking to get every room better. We explored a lot of different ways to get better. We ended up getting Trey Burks, who ended up being a really good player for us down the stretch. But yeah, a lot of it has to do with opportunity and one, and then what the cost is in order to do that. And, you know, I think both Noah's and Terry's injuries probably were a little bit longer than we thought they were going to be. And so all that played into it, but certainly, it made it hard for Jaden, you know, with not having the full complement of receivers and some young guys behind him. So I think that's a good lesson for sure. But we did explore a lot of different things. We just didn't, you know, I think it's certainly something we'll have to look at down the road.
And obviously the front office is about looking ahead. The coach is about looking in the moment. When you guys are in the position where you're eliminated from the playoffs or the season's going a certain way, do you weigh in and say, hey, maybe we need to get some younger guys in to see what we have next year, or even have a discussion about, hey, if we win a game in the last week, it could affect draft status and the importance perhaps of that, even if you say we're not going to worry about that? Do you weigh in on those matters?
Yeah, I told him the tank and he just said no. No, you know, that game was
hell
important.
No.
The game was important for us to win, so I'm really glad we won for a lot of different reasons. But in terms of just weighing in on personnel things, I think, you know, it goes back to what Q was saying. We talk all the time. We talk every single day, all day, about, you know, how can we do better, you know, and I'll make suggestions and I'll say, oh, that's a good idea, or no, this is why we won't do that. But I think that's a constant dialogue between us, and there's no, you know, it's we have a great respect for each other. So if I ask a question, he knows where it's coming from, and it's not coming from a bad place. It's either coming from trying to get information or just understanding. So, but yeah, we're always talking about that, you know, every single week, you know, regardless of our record, you know, always trying to, sometimes I have ideas that I think are good and they're not. And he'll tell me why. And then sometimes they are good. So I think that's a healthy relationship that we'll always have. And I hope that, you know, we'll continue to have.
Yeah. Time for three more.
I'm messing with you. Good evening, Candy Waller, Bowie TV. And this is for both of you all. When you take a look at your draft classes, so last year and this year, how well do you think they're doing? Are they right where you think they would be right now, or have they exceeded expectations or not so much?
I can start, Candy, on that. Adam and I visited with a lot of them over the last, I don't know, 2 weeks or so. And I love some of the trajectory that some of them are on. The belief that we have in them is so strong. And so that's kind of what your first and second year is. It kind of goes up and it goes down. I wish development was just like going straight up. That would be awesome. But what I can say is,
I would echo that and just say, you know, there's a lot of really young players that still have a great future ahead of them. So there's guys that haven't had as many opportunities as others for whatever reason, and a lot of times it's because there's good players in front of them, but we still have a ton of belief in all of them, and they all have another, you know, another level they can go to, every single one of them, and they're all willing to do that. So very happy with the young men. And like Q said, some have developed faster, some have had their ups and downs, and that's okay. We all do, especially when we're first starting something. But in terms of all that, I have a ton of belief in all those guys.
Donna Hopkins, Pro Football Plus. This is for both of you all. When you look at depth across the team this year, do you feel like in each area you had it? And if not, what do you think you needed most in preparing for 2026?
Yeah, Donna, it's a good question. It's something that you're thinking about constantly. And even as that shifts, like offensive line, we really had our most depth. And even that was challenged here at the end of the season with some different roster change-ups. So with the addition of the practice squad and allowing that to be, that is a bigger piece than it's ever been. And some veterans, some not, but developing within is a really big piece. We'll continue to dig in hard on that. As developmental coaches, that's our job to take them to the next spot, take them to the next level. And we were just talking about some of the players that we have so much.
Certainly challenged our depth this whole year. And, you know, really, first I would say just great job by our personnel staff, because every Monday was you know, a challenge in getting the guys in that we could just to play. But then certainly you got to think about, where do you have depth for guys that are ready to play and contribute? Where are you using that depth for guys on the practice squad that you want to develop and continue to – they may not be quite ready to play yet. And so, you know, learning to find that balance and at every position is something we're always constantly trying to get better at. But, yeah, we were certainly challenged this year. And I think, you know, finding the balance of – getting enough players that when you're really decimated at a position to get out and get you out of a game till those guys get back, that's certainly something we're going to look into.
Hey guys, Zach Peerless, CBS Sports. This is for Adam. This is going back a couple years for you, but you were with the 49ers in kind of an eerily similar spot where you had a breakthrough year. Then next year there were some injuries kind of across the board, kind of fell back, and then you guys got right back to it. Does this situation remind you at all of that one, and what lessons did you learn of being able to build and have that roster right back after kind of that one down year following the breakthrough?
Yeah, first of all, I hope so. Hope that happens. You know, and those things, I mean, that I remember that year vividly, and it's a nightmare, you know, when you have these certain games like we had in Green Bay, or we had that in that year in New York, where we just, it was like carnage, and, you know, it's really hard to bounce back. But I think, you know, the lessons are, you know, you look into everything. You look into, you know, why the guys got hurt. Sometimes they got hurt because it's just a freak injury. Sometimes they got hurt because we didn't do a good enough job load managing or getting them warmed up or whatever it is. So you can look into all that. I have great belief in our health and performance team. They do a really good job. They have a ton of care for our players and really appreciate that. But you look into that. You look into, you know, the type of players you bring in, their injury histories moving forward. You really dig into that. You know, a lot of the times, you know, the past injury history dictates kind of their future injury history. So that's a big piece of it. But really, what I'm proud of this year, and I think that year as well, that was a little more challenging because it was a COVID year, and we ended up having to move to Arizona for a month. But it really tests your resolve, and it tests your what we call brotherhood. And what was cool to see today, we met with a lot of players today on the checkout process, and you know, really tip my cap to DQ here, because a lot of them, despite the poor results, everybody really still believed in us and this team and what we're doing in the direction. Get a lot of those guys back, which will really make us look a lot different.
There you go. That is your post-season press conference from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, as heard right here on Grant and Danny. We'll give you some thoughts on what we just heard next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.